Hey everybody, welcome in. My name is Kara Burrell. Sometimes I go by Nuance Ho, and holy crap, today we are jumping on a live stream because I just came across a video that was shared with me on Twitter last night where Tim Ballard of Operation Underground Railroad, of Sound of Freedom movie, who we like to talk about all the time on this channel, gets absolutely freaking bodied, dog walked, wrecked. What are all of the YouTube words I can think of? Like an absolute crash out after getting into this kind of slimy debate with this fella who I hadn't heard of before, named Stu Peters. And I'll explain who that is in a second. But I am very interested in hearing what Tim Ballard has been doing in Israel recently, in the Middle East recently. And he has a long history with the Mormon Church. Now that's a different story, obviously, since the excommunication we've been talking about a lot on this channel. But seeing Tim being confronted by somebody who's further to the right of him, but who also believes that Israel is committing a genocide and that Israel is conspiring to increase its numbers of sex trafficked children around the world. So this debate goes really off the rails, and it is like watching Tim Ballard be a deer in the headlights and not really know what to say in a lot of places, and also mention bombing Mexico at one point. Tim Ballard has a lot of, this is honestly the juiciest video I have seen from Tim Ballard in a long while. I showed Ryan, my co-host here, a clip last night, and he said, live stream, let's do it right now. So Ryan Fisher, my co-host, welcome.
Thanks, glad to be here. It's not often that we get to relish in something like this, so take a win where we can. Yeah, you showed me this clip, and it's gold. Tim is not used to encountering people in interviews that hit him with logic and facts, and he's completely blindsided.
Epstein related Mossad facts as like a politically leftist like politics junkie who follows this stuff very, very closely. If you saw my video, my live stream that we did last week, where I was all amped up about Epstein victims and where the hell is Tim Ballard? Aren't you supposed to be the guy who cares about these people? Where are you? Why aren't you advocating for the victims on Capitol Hill right now that have all come out in droves, much to their duress, to combat this gigantic network of elite pedo sex trafficking? And Tim Ballard is out here making videos complaining about his excommunication, talking about the deep state within the church. And yeah, there is a type of deep state. There is a type of open air corruption that is right in front of all of our faces. If people would be able to confront their own political biases, you could say. So having somebody say all the things they're about to say to Tim is insane. Timmy did what? Okay. Thanks everyone for being here. You can support this show by tipping the thanks button below. You can send a super chat in, a couple bucks a month on Patreon. Recurring donations are great. We have links to Venmo and stuff like that down below. So without further ado, we can get into it. The video starts off with Tim doing his normal spiel, talking about, you know, sex trafficking this, fear mongering that, southern border this and that. And before we get into the Israel part, this guy Stu Peters, who I will say without holding back whatsoever, is another Nick Fuentes type character who is a leader in the alt-right space in the online sphere. A lot of his videos go viral on Rumble and places like that. So there's kind of a divide within the MAGA alt-right kind of movement right now, where the way that I've heard it be put is, are you in favor of the new Holocaust or the old Holocaust? Where there are people like Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, mm-hmm. Trump for that matter, who they see what's going on in Israel and Gaza and with the Palestinians, and they are fine with the current Holocaust. And then there are people like Nick Fuentes and Candace Owens and people like this guy, Stu Peters, that we're going to watch here, who are, I'll say specifically more on the alt-right side, who are, think Hitler is kind of based, and they're much more comfortable with the old Holocaust, but not comfortable with this new Holocaust, and care a lot more about America First, less interventionism. And do I believe that they like really care about brown children in other countries? Not so much, but still, there's a broken clock is right kind of twice a day where we can both agree that we don't want our tax dollars to go to fund children being blown up in another country. But Israel's our closest ally. Israel's our closest ally, of course. So that's what we're going to get into in a second. I just want to explain who the Stu Peters fella is. And nonetheless, he asks Tim some direct questions. I have never seen Tim get so bodied by somebody who just doesn't like him, just like is sick of his bullshit. So this is Stu Peters, sick of Tim Ballard's bullshit for 40 minutes straight. So,
and force everybody through the ports of entry. You know, I have so much experience.
What about just shut down immigration completely, period? Full stop, moratorium, done. Nobody's coming in this country, period. Why stop short of that?
I think we could, I can't.
How does immigration strengthen us in any way at all? I mean, we're talking about child rape. We're talking about kids being subjected to rape and torture. So I don't really give a shit who wants to come to the United States and pursue the American dream. Fuck that. I want to save these kids. How do we do it? By stopping immigration, period. First of all, that's like one of the biggest steps you can take. Why are we bending the knee on this? Well, we really need these people from India to program our computers. No, the fuck we don't. No, we don't. It's all hogwash. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely in favor of, I mean, if I agreed to that, I'd say that I couldn't adopt my children. So there's got to be some, you know.
You can tell that Tim is getting kind of uncomfortable and doesn't really know where to go with this. But I disavow what Stu is saying right now, just for I don't want to get into the ways that diversity is our strength, that immigration is what our country is made of. But Ryan, any thoughts so far?
Yeah. Just, I mean, I'm glad you say that. We don't endorse anything that this guy's saying. However, he does hit later on Tim with facts and logic that doesn't compute, that freezes his brain. His brain crashes. He doesn't know how to answer. So, let's keep going.
Okay.
You know, I would let children come in for sure. You know,
Wait. That's the problem, is that children are coming in and they're not ending up in Tim Ballard's custody. 99% of these kids are ending up with pedophiles and rapists.
Oh, right. Yeah. It'd have to be done the way that I had to do it, where there was background checks. And
like, that's just an insane statement. That's just fear mongering, hate mongering against immigrants, against the poor, that 99% of the children crossing the border end up with pedophiles and nonetheless. Okay. That's ridiculous. But
yeah. You know, let me just add real quick that Tim is working through his wife's or his organization, Children Need Families, and their adoption agency that they started works with Foyer de Sion as the source for the kids, which is a orphanage in Haiti that was got the lowest rate, was flagged by the official Haiti-ran government for putting kids at risk. In addition to allegations that have come out where the kids at that orphanage were being sexually abused and forced to get abortions.
Yeah.
And so Tim likes, like, well, we got to do it the right way. Like I've done it through the OUR ran adoption agency that I got my kids from. Through the OUR orphanage Joya de Sion, which is embroiled in the most horrific scandals that you can possibly imagine. And so.
You have to do it like I did, illegally, but because I'm a white male, they give me anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Checks and balances, and it can be done the right way. But coming through the border as they are, that's got to be shut down completely, 100%.
Don't you think that they get here by other legal means, though? I mean, don't these kids come in here under guise of some legal process? They're handed right over to Border Patrol agents, and then they end up with Catholic Charities, who everybody would go, oh, well, that's a nice Christian-sounding organization.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, these kids are I mean, dead after That's being right. repeatedly raped.
That's right. Yeah. No, a lot of them come in on false passports. Yeah, there's lots of ways to come in. They came in on airplanes as well as across the border. So.
And then these mules and handlers and abusers are flying around the interior of our country, first class, being put up in 4 and 5 star hotels when I can't even afford a vacation.
Yeah, that needs to end. That needs to end automatically. But again, if all the immigration processes, if we want to keep any immigration intact, just move it to our embassies. And if you need asylum, if you're a child that needs adopting, you do all your business in your own country, and no one comes to the border. Wall this thing off completely. Wall it off. And people can only come through the port of entry that are traveling, passing through.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it because there's so many of these government programs that we find out are nefarious and they're actually helping to facilitate the trafficking and rape of children. I think that we're at war with our own government.
Well, we have been, and I'm hoping Trump's gonna do something about that and fix that. You know, once we stop the flow and don't give them the option, then those NGOs will go away. The contracts should go away very quickly once we start enforcing the border. And we need louder voices about all of this. That's one of the problems we're having. You know, I've testified before Congress several times, and the conservative side is always like, why can't the left even like pay attention to this? And you have to see this as a war on children in a broader scope beyond the border. I mean, I'm a spiritual guy, and I believe in spiritual warfare, and I believe that the dark side is targeting our children like never before. So you need a couple, you know, the war on the border and saving our kids there with what's happening internally in state policies. You know, we have a big documentary come out this summer called Hidden War that documents an operation that I led from Ukraine. We found the traffickers. I'm glad you mentioned that. There's 200,000 children missing in Ukraine right now. And so we went into Ukraine when the war began and started tracking down traffickers. We find this trafficking network that's a pedophile organization that once existed as a political party in Holland, and they were trafficking the Ukrainian kids into Mexico, into South America, into the Caribbean to be sold as sex slaves. And in 4 months, we dismantled the entire thing. We ended up taking down a child sex hotel that was run by these Dutch pedophiles in this little tiny village called Canoa. But the interesting thing is I started digging into, because I'd never seen a group that actually had a political platform, which is very concerning. But there's a doctrine, right? There's an agenda that they've been pushing since about the 50s to normalize pedophilia. You know, they have it all written out. Like, the pedophile agenda for decades has been change the name of pedophile, call them, you know, minor attracted persons, normalize it, sexualize children at a young age. You know, give them material at a young age so that they're exposed to sex early. Give children the power over their parents. Let 12-year-olds decide whether they want to have sex with a 40-year-old or not. And as I was studying their literature, I thought, oh my gosh, the left is doing their agenda for them in every way. The left is feeding our children a steady diet of pornography at third grade.
It's not...
Is that not?
Wow.
Excuse me. I think that I'm a pretty good mom, and this boogeyman of like the left is giving them this diet so that we are already in this morally corrosive society is just bonkers. It's batshit. And I've heard Tim make this. He puts out this opinion when he's with his in-group, when he's in safe spaces where he feels like he can really say this. He won't say this on, you know, wider talk shows or whatever, but it's this fear-mongering doctrine that a lot of right-wing grifters use about, you know, the frightening, the leftists, the brown people, the people coming to rape and take your kids. And when there's Epstein right in front of us and people within the elite circles of our government, Tim has the wool pulled over his eyes. for some dumb reason. So I'm really curious if there's people watching this in the audience right now and they agree with Tim on that point. They might not agree with Tim on other things, but if they're like, yeah, there's this sickening pro-pedophile leftist agenda that we all need to be aware of to combat, please let me know so I can investigate it and make sure that me and my kids have nothing to do with that. But they go to public school. And I think I'm a pretty good mom. I don't think that there's any way in hell that I know anybody on the political left that would be okay with a child having sex with an adult. The religious right, however, you heard Megyn Kelly a couple weeks ago nuance some language about the type of victims that Epstein was in. The religious right, however, will often be embroiled in scandals of a pastor with a teenager or Joseph Smith with a 14-year-old and an angel with a flaming sword. So if we want to talk about who is more likely to marry children, the secular atheist leftists or the ones on the right, I think the evidence can spell that out. But anyway, do you have something to say, Ryan?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just so sick of people using the issue of pedophilia to attach that to whoever they don't like they're
right.
The political pawn, as if these kids that are being trafficked are a political pawn. And Tim is so grossly doing that in this video, where he goes from talking about traffickers in Ukraine that are gathering up children, 200,000 kids missing, and then connecting them to leftists in America, that they're doing the same thing, that they're all part of the same organization. I mean, there is like zero connection there. I mean, it's just two opposite ends of the world and two totally different situations. And so talking points, leftists are pedophiles. You know, there's people on the right and, or on the left that have attached that and use that same, using kids as a political pawn to try and disparage their other point. And the truth is, like you said, there are pedophiles everywhere. Let's just be anti-pedophile and not attach it to any political ideology. There's pedophiles on the right. There's pedophiles on the left. There's pedophiles in church. There's pedophiles in schools. It doesn't mean that everybody in that's a teacher is a pedophile or anything else like that. So I'm just sick of that rhetoric.
Yeah.
That Tim's doing. But the other thing that you notice that he does in this interview that you just showed is he morphed his ideology we need immigration, you know, keeping some sort of resemblance of immigration. He started talking about how we need to shut down the borders, the illegal immigration stuff. But then by the end, he takes a firm stance, being like, wall it up, wall off the border. And you can see him appealing to this guy, even though he's so far right that he's trying to appeal to this guy and gain his favor. And
totally.
And, he's just morphing his ideology to the audience that he's talking to. And we see that time and time again when he's talking to evangelical Christians, he's like Jesus, all this stuff. And then when he takes Mormons, he's like prophet, President Nelson has my back. And he morphs his talking points to whoever he's talking to, and it's coming out of both sides of his mouth. And hopefully that's apparent to everybody that's watching.
Mm-hmm. That said, every leftist I've ever seen clowns on minor attracted people all the time. We don't want them in our spaces. Exactly. That's not a thing. If it is, it's in very small spaces. And another one point that I wanted to make, I've been doing deep investigation into Tim Ballard lately, guys. I have some amazing content. So make sure you're subscribed to this channel and hit like, hit the bell for notifications so you don't miss future stuff. But you know how we've been dogging on Tim, how he always goes Vice News, the pro-pedophile, anti-Jesus, Soros-funded organization. Remember how he always says that?
Yeah.
You know what? Fucking sick about that. The number one thing that if you Google that's related to Vice and Mormonism before Tim Ballard, you know what it is? Mm. It's a like 15-minute mini documentary YouTube piece that came out about sex abuse within the Mormon church and exposing the bishop's helpline that they would call when you would report sex abuse in the bishop's helpline. boop, 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 boop. Yes, church office building, Curtin McConkey law firm. It goes straight to the church's lawyers instead of how to advocate for victims. So it is appalling to me that Tim would even call Vice News a pro-pedophile organization when everything related to Mormonism was anti-Mormons. Mormon pedophiles, and now Tim is anti-Mormon deep state pedophiles, but he won't retract that Vice News brought more attention to Mormon pedophiles than he ever fucking did in the last 15 years. Interesting. Just wanted
interesting.
To. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. All right. So now Stu Peters is like, hold the phone. You're full of shit.
Just the left, though, Tim. The left-right thing is, it's yesterday. It's a construct. It's fake. It's not just the left. Republicans are all in on this too. Republican and Democrat is fake. These people don't go to Washington, D.C. Do you really believe that? That they go to Washington, D.C. and they sit on the other side of the aisle and they fight for each other or with each other or fight for Americans? Do you really believe that?
I don't think they have much power. I don't think they have much power to do much of anything, to be honest with you. So
why would a government-funded program be the answer to any of this? The government is responsible for raping and trafficking these children. And that's the entity that we're going to lean on to come up with a solution to fix this.
I just like how Tim thinks that he's going to have a fan in the same old rhetoric that he spews out of like the left. You know how the left is. And you know how this and that. And then he just doesn't believe in the paradigm, which I don't believe in really either. I would agree with him on that one to a certain extent. But I'm not a centrist by any means. I think there is definitely policies that could be put into place. I'm a policy-driven kind of person, and there are certain policies that agree more with my values and the kind of outcome I think is best for most people. I don't see the Democrats fighting for that at all. I think that they're all mostly, you know, fighting for the interest of themselves. But to a certain extent, it is interesting also that Tim is like, I was going to be a senator and I was going to expose all of the sex trafficking and the Sound of Freedom bill, everything about how they stopped me from running for Senate. But here he admits that, like, actually politicians don't have that much power. Anyway, any thoughts so far?
Yeah, no, right on. Yeah. Got a super chat from Raccoons and Friends.
I knew it was them.
Pretty much sums it up. Yeah, looking for a group of people to blame your problems for rather than looking at yourself and saying we need to change some things about ourselves. That's
kind
of like the problem with all of society, families, and relationships. You can't control other people, but you can't control yourself. So you can do better yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm grounded. Let's continue. Yeah. Yes.
No, I think the people need to, that's what I'm saying, the people need to stand up and rise up and start getting pissed. And
the people need to rise up and just say very clearly, you touch our kids, we kill you.
That's right.
Period. And the death penalty needs to be reinstated in all 50 states for anybody who victimizes a child.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be done swiftly, and it needs to be done immediately after conviction. And they need to be walked out on international television, and they need to hang or be shot or be electrocuted or be gassed or whatever it is. They need to be gone, dead, unalived, immediately. And this shit will stop.
That's right.
Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't the people demanding that that's done? You know, there are 350 million of us here. There's only one president and several thousand in Congress in the Senate.
And the reason
why aren't we doing this?
We're not doing it because people don't know yet. They're getting to learn.
I think we're not doing it because the government has explicitly said, if you do this, you're going to go to prison and you're going to go there without due process. And we're going to lock you up and we're going to hold you out of trial and you won't be able to get a lawyer because nobody will take the case because you've been deemed an enemy combatant. If you're a dissident to this government, you're going to be held as a prisoner of war, a political prisoner. It happened. I mean, they're still sitting in jail over January 6th. Those people went there to petition the government to redress their grievances.
Is that fun? I like his comedy. That's comedy. January 6th, where they were there to petition the government and just have a little sit down chat about their grievances. That's cute. That's just disrespectful to the people who, police officers that were freaking tased in the throat and died. But okay, that's cute. Continue.
Ask them, hey, can you please look into this stolen election? And that's what happened to them.
Can you Thousands please look into this stolen election? That's how I remember it.
they asked really politely.
Can you please look into the stolen election? Jesus.
We're completely ruined. Cars repossessed, homes foreclosed, jobs lost, marriages broken up, kids gone. I mean, It's effed up. You can't talk about this government. You can't ask them to do anything. And you're going to ask them to stop raping kids, and they're the ones that are facilitating the rape and trafficking of kids. I'm just trying to come up with a real logical solution here, and the government isn't it. What's that?
Do you hope that Trump's going to do anything about this?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't believe that he will. Huh. He had 4 years to do it the first time. What did he do instead? He locked the country down, didn't build a wall, didn't lock up Hillary Clinton. All the promises that he made before were broken. Now he's taken $100 million from Miriam Adelson, a Jewess who now runs AIPAC because Sheldon is dead. He's taken like 230-odd million dollars to do the bidding of a foreign, secular, homosexual nation state that's illegitimate in the first place, that's committed.
I agree with everything he said in that chunk, just not the homosexual part of it. They have this obsession of calling everything like part of this deep state plot to turn everyone gay, to turn the frogs gay. So, yeah.
Is he referring to Israel as the homosexual state?
Yes. He's referring to Israel as the homosexual state. Okay. So he's going to be teetering on like some opinions that are of his own to make. But he's confronting Tim very boldly and in a way that I appreciate. Of like, do I have hope that Trump, the guy who just took $100 million from, you know, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson to go annex the Golan Heights and go promise this to create the greater Israel and finish the like mass genocide of the Palestinian people to make way for Ben-Gavir and Smotrich and everyone's plans there with carpet bombing until there's nothing left? Like, do I have hope and faith in that president? In a lot of ways, obviously no, but asking that to a person like Tim Ballard, who knows how much war creates markets for sex trafficking, which I believe, you know, wholeheartedly, like when you are displaced, whether there's an earthquake in Haiti or you know, economic collapse in South America, the CIA, possibly our country being part of, or in the war in Ukraine. Of course, the more orphans there are and the more displaced people, there are going to be nefarious actors who take people into slave markets and sex slave markets. So it's a very interesting question to ask Tim and what he thinks about creating more displaced people and more orphans effectively. So let's see what he has to say. Anything else you want to add?
No, I haven't seen this part of the interview, so I'm interested to see Tim's response. You know, is he going to defend Trump? He has been this whole time.
Here's the thing. Remember, he's a beta. Mm-hmm. Stu is coming in here with alpha energy, and everything that we know about Tim Ballard is he's a wannabe alpha. He wants to be an alpha so bad, but he has to fire all of the alphas at OUR, and he has to fire everyone who doesn't agree with his insane takes on everything. He has to be the big dog, and he came into this debate, this interview with this guy, not knowing that he'd be like a dog between with his tail between his legs. So, okay.
Open air genocide, and now he has just said as of this morning publicly on television that he wants to own Gaza. No, I don't have any faith in one man other than Jesus Christ, but I have a whole lot more faith in we the people. I have a whole lot more faith in 350 million people who should all be undivided on this one issue of stopping the rape of our children, no matter how you identify politically, which is fake anyways. Who gives a shit? This is all people that take in all these talking points from CNBC and MSNBC and ABC and CNN and the Fox News channel. These people are retarded largely. They do what their television tells them to do, and they participate in the matrix of this two-party representative constitutional republic. And what we have is a uniparty duopoly, most of whom, by the way, Tim, are probably on tape fucking these kids, which is why Israel owns them.
Well, you called Ryan Mata a hero. He's a hero of mine as well, because and people like you and Ryan, we got to be loud. We got to get loud. We got to show it. You know, like that's what I love about Ryan is we worked on several of these documentaries together. He just shows you what it is, raw, uncensored. People have to be converted. People have to stand up. People have to recognize that there is a spiritual war. It's directed at our children from the dark side, and it's hitting every part of our society. And the people need to take
control. So you see how he pivots, where Stu says that Israel owns tapes of our politicians abusing children, exclamation point, which I we will see if that ever comes out. But I have full
we know that's true. Just back up. We know that's
I mean, I'm saying I believe that we don't have the tapes in front of us, but Epstein's ties with Mossad, Ghislaine Maxwell's ties with her father in Israel, and their blackmail plots seems like that's not a crazy thing in December 2025 to say anymore.
No, because specifically that Israel had blackmail tapes on Bill Clinton. That's what's came out in, I think it was New York Times or Washington Post reported on that, that during Bill Clinton's presidency, Israel had blackmail tapes of phone sex with Monica Lewinsky that they held over Bill Clinton's head to get him to have favorable Israel policies during his presidency.
Yeah.
So that's been proven. That's out there. That's documented. Go look it up. And so what you're, I'm just saying, what you're saying is true. It's documented.
Yeah. Yeah. So Stu says that exclamation point. And do you see
Tim
how
calls
Tim
him
just
a
goes-
hero? He called him a hero before he pivots. He's like, well, heroes like you. I'm like, whoa, you guys, you revere this guy as a hero.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty hard line far right.
Yeah. And as I don't know if we'll get to the end of this segment, he even says, like, I don't think honestly Tim really knows who he's talking to. Tim, I think, goes on podcasts where people invite him and he's kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. And he probably doesn't really know a lot about this person, but he acts like he's a big fan. I don't know if Tim really knows what's been going on, but you kind of have to do your research behind what kind of right-wing podcast you're going on and how well your talking points are going to work. So he's going to continue to get dog walked right now.
Well, that's it. That is the answer. It's always been the answer. And I've been struggling in this battle for over 20 years. And most of those years, I ask someone what child trafficking is. They have no idea. They think I'm talking about stop signs. Like, they don't even have a concept of it. So the ultimate answer is to wake people up, convert them. I think Sound of Freedom did a very good job of at least getting people's attention, like, what? This is happening? And then, you know, we got to keep flooding the market with pictures, with stories, with videos, with, you know, just talking about children being raped and say what it is. And it's got to be a revolution. It's going to be a revolution.
We got to keep doing that and making sure that I'm at the center of it and that I'm the expert. And I'm going to be reading, if I have time today, I would love to just do another live stream ASAP, because I just got my hands on John Lyon's court transcript. It is the mother load, let me tell you. John Lyons was the former, I think, COO of Operation Underground Railroad. And it is just page after page of him explaining the narcissism that is Tim Ballard. And one of the big things that John Lyons says, and that I've heard from other people as well, is that Tim might have started OUR with like hopeful ideas about saving sex trafficked kids. But it became very clear that he didn't care about keeping track of numbers. He did not care about effectiveness on his operations. He was in it for the storytelling, storytelling. And that is so evident with what Tim just said here. Is I care. My passion is just as, you know, over the top as anybody when we bring up the subject of child abuse and the actual implementable policies as a society of how we reduce that and, you know, throw these pedophiles in prison for the rest of their lives. But Tim Ballard's answer is storytelling, like putting himself at the center over and over again. The narcissism is always on full display. All right. Keep playing.
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay.
Solution on behalf of our children.
You know, when you go to Instagram or any one of Zuckerberg's platforms, Meta, when you go on X, it is a hub for pornography. You can literally find all the pornography that you want. But if I post a video showing a violent depiction or recreation even, or actual footage of what's happening to these children, Elon Musk puts a warning on it.
See, that's got to stop.
If USAID were a real organization and not fraudulent, and Doge and Elon didn't want to, whatever this Doge is, didn't want to go shut down USAID, and that's the big, like, viral mainstream media talking point right now, is how USAID is going to be shut down. Well, who's going to replace them? Why wasn't USAID funding Ryan Matta? Where's his money for this project? You know, and then we find out that people like Charlie Kirk, who stands in front of an audience and denies the fact that the USS Liberty was attacked by Israel, is receiving money from USAID. And this is an organization that was allegedly responsible for getting kids to stay alive after being bit by a mosquito in Africa. What are they doing meddling in TPUSA and Charlie Kirk, the homosexual, you know, pro-Israel propagandists? What's going on here with this organization?
I think it just needs to go away. It's just a tool to do evil. It's a tool that's been weaponized to do evil and indoctrinate, and they're part of the enemy. And, you know, I'm glad to see that it's been reduced by over 90%. But, you know, until the people get loud, this isn't going to end. And we're not nearly there yet, you know.
People on the right wing, again, if somebody's in the comments wants to explain this better to me, but from my understanding, they hate USAID that Elon Musk just cut with the Doge department by 90%. There's a person on, what's his face, Stephen Colbert, a couple months ago, talking about how devastating these cuts are and the importance of soft power. And I am just a lay person for many respects and don't understand USAID, but seems to me that millions of children will go hungry and people will die of diseases and malnutrition without the government funding the USAID around the world. But they have this weird sticking point with it, that it funds sex trafficking around the world. I don't understand it. Ryan, do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I mean, USAID is involved in a lot of third world countries with vaccines, with providing medicine and medical care for people that don't have access to that. And it is a pretty well-established and regulated government agency. So claims that they are secretly a sex trafficking organization are pretty salacious. And I mean, if they could refer to some actual credible reporting on that, of course we'd believe it. But I don't think those claims should be taken wholeheartedly as gospel, because they're coming from the mouth of Tim or somebody else, like Stu. But it's not to say that government organizations don't do corrupt things. Like, that's very apparent. And however, to write the whole thing off as an evil enterprise that's sole purpose is to actually sex traffic kids, oh, that's a pretty extraordinary claim. So again, show me extraordinary evidence on that. In the meantime, though, again, because of this political football being kicked back and forth, there are real people that are affected by the cutting of funding of USAID. There's mothers that couldn't get health care when they came to term with their pregnancies, could not get health care for kids and children. And so for what Elon did, was just like, well, because there's problems with USAID, and I don't doubt that there are serious problems with USAID, just taking a machete to it and cutting it off and then trying to sort it out afterwards, that's a really dangerous approach, and a lot of people were left behind because of that. So it's a complicated issue.
This is going to get really funny in a second, because he calls him about lying to him about some funds. So
watch this. And showing it. I take cameras everywhere I go, because people don't believe my stories when I come back.
That's why Tim does it. Is that funny or what, Ryan? He takes cameras everywhere because people don't believe him. It's not because he started OUR as a for-profit organization to fund his hero work and draw more people into the Covenant of Mormonism and use the sizzle of the rescue, as he explains on his whiteboard grand plan. He films it because people wouldn't believe him. I see it and I still don't believe you, because you're a non-credible person. So it still didn't work.
sure he got plastic surgery because he wanted to because it supported his truth claims better. I'm sure it has nothing to do with vanity and cameras being everywhere. Plastic surgery.
Oh yeah, that's another good point. Yeah. We're going to have to get into that. His pictures of his plastic surgery, which I will reveal later.
I've led the rescue over 7,000 children in 20 countries. I have to film it because they don't believe my stories. So people have to start believing, seeing, turning their hearts, invoking the power of God Almighty, and, you know, and take them down.
What is this? What is this on my screen? What is the Nazarene Fund? Tim, what is the Nazarene Fund?
That's an organization that was founded by Glenn Beck. I once ran it years ago, but they focus on helping Christians who are in distress around the world. It's a humanitarian nonprofit.
They just put on my screen here. It says Tim Ballard, CEO and board member of the Nazarene Fund, $107,165 from USAID in a grant flow.
I haven't worked for them for a couple of years, so I have no connection.
Is this just like
I have to be independent. I'm an independent consultant now, and we go.
Yeah, Glenn Beck is responsible for kicking me out of a Tucker Carlson event in Salt Lake City because he is, just like the most incessant, this guy literally was on his knees begging Benjamin Netanyahu for Israeli citizenship, and then wants to represent that. American Christians. Like, what is that? And then he kicked me out of this event.
Why'd he kick you out?
Well, because I was releasing this film called Occupied, which discusses the vile, disgusting, pedophilic, pornographic, usury, all of the evil that is infecting our government that I just alluded to, including President Donald Trump, who took $100 million from these people. I mean, these are the people who are responsible for normalizing sex with kids. These are the people who are responsible for normal minor attracted persons. As a matter of fact, Tel Aviv, Israel is the most homosexual city on all the face of the planet. It breeds degeneracy. They open air kill children. They put it on their Instagram. They put it on their X accounts. They show themselves flattening entire apartment complexes and buildings. They brag about how they control our government. Benjamin Netanyahu bragged about how 9/11 was the best thing that ever happened for Israel. You didn't know any of this?
I mean, I don't know the politics of Israel. I haven't worked much.
The politics of Israel is that they control the United States. Benjamin Netanyahu is the de facto president. That's why I don't have really any faith in President Trump. He does what the Jews tell him to do.
Okay.
Wow. He's coming after Trump. He's coming after his boy, Glenn Beck. He's coming after Israel. And the hero, Tim Ballard, is he going to stand up to any of that? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, because it's been reported that Israel has been paying influencers around $7,000 a post. I know that it's been reported of that, and I would like to see one day if we can figure out if Tim is one of those influencers who's been paid, because of the way that Tim, his social media has been extra pro-Israel heavy and extremely Islamophobic over the last couple months. And so maybe this was filmed back in May of this year, and maybe Tim's check from Israel hadn't cleared yet. I don't know why, but he is not saying anything back to this guy. He's not standing up for anything, trying to parse out anything. He's just saying, I don't know. I don't know the politics of Israel. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that you don't know the politics of, AIPAC and the Israel lobby and its influence in this country. And in a lot of ways, I mean, Stu Peters, he's a broken clock that's like a couple minutes off, but, you know, half right, half the day, if that makes sense. So there's plenty of things that I would parse out in what he said, where it's like, I wouldn't agree with that. And I need to see evidence on that one. But in terms of the relationship with Israel, that's plain as day right now. But in terms of Israel having, you know, more pedophiles, or there was this story just a couple months ago. I don't know if you heard about, there was like an Israeli like intelligence agent of some kind who got caught in a bust in Las Vegas for trying to meet up with like a 13-year-old girl for sex. Did you hear about this, Ryan?
Yeah, and he got a pardon, that guy.
And no, he got basically like extradited back to Israel, and he doesn't have to face charges and doesn't have to be brought back to the US to pay for these crimes. And it's my understanding that if that's what Israel wants, that's what Israel gets, and the US doesn't have a lot of power to bring people back to face justice. So anyway, okay, so keep playing.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, Tim Ballard goes on and he's so convincing that he's so passionate about these causes, but this guy is completely attacking Trump, who he's like, Tim's defended countless times. He's attacking Israel. He's attacking Glenn Beck, calling all three of those out for their hypocrisy. Right. And the Crusader Tim, no show. He's like, oh, well, I don't really know the politics of that. And so it makes me wonder, like, does he actually believe and have convictions on anything? Or is he just really good at delivering the lines of a convincing, passionate somebody that's advocating for these things, you know, activist. This really exposes him and who he really is.
Because remember in the Julie Green podcast where he says, I pray every day, I pray to be more like Donald Trump, to have the resilience of Donald Trump. I pray to be like him. he sure acts like a dog with his tail between his legs now. Yep. Great points. Okay. It's just getting started though, folks.
Everybody's afraid to say that. I don't know why. It's very obvious. They paid him $100 million. Does that concern you? I'm interviewing you. You asked me if I thought that Trump was going to get it done. Let me ask you, does it concern you that this guy wants to own Gaza, take all the kids that are now going to be trafficked in the United States, who are going to be subjected to, where are all these millions of displaced Gazan children going to go? Trump wants to build Gaza Lago. Does that concern you?
Great point.
I'm not informed enough on that one to opine, but I'll look into it and we can have another conversation.
Well, I'll just tell you. Trump wants to annex all of the Gazans, all of the Palestinians, the descendants of Jesus Christ, the real Israelites who have had rightful ownership of this land for 4,000 to 5,000 years, and turn it over to the United States government, or ostensibly Israel, for them to complete their greater Israel project. And then he wants to build this beachfront property. Jared Kushner was on record talking about how this waterfront property was really great. Then they paid Trump $100 million, and now he's saying that it's unlivable. Do you find it interesting that he's saying this is nothing more than rubble? This is all unlivable. And then he's showing entire apartment complexes and city blocks of residences, schools, libraries, churches, hospitals that have been completely obliterated and flattened, but nobody's talking about who did it. Who turned this wasteland into this? Who held these people in an open-air child sex trafficking concentration camp for centuries, at minimum decades? Who's responsible for this? These are the people that we should be going to war against. Well, you can't do that because they're our greatest ally. And our greatest ally was also responsible for blowing up, torpedoing, napalming, and then strafing the lifeboats of the sailors that were aboard the USS Liberty. This is an evil country. It's a fake country, just arbitrarily established on May 14th, 1948, when the Palestinians, after being evicted from 109 countries, said, we'll give you a place to live. And then those people in turn came in and they enslaved them. The hub for child sex trafficking are places, these war zones. Ukraine is a great example. We just talked about it. Gaza, where are these kids going to go? Trump wants to own it. He's going to get Trump Tower and another golf course in Gaza. Kushner's going to get his beachfront property. You want to talk about what concerns me? That concerns me. What concerns me is that we're sending the bombs that are necessary to annex these people and complete the Greater Israel Project. What concerns me is that we're funding all of the pornographic and pedophilic material that you're here discussing with me that we would like to get rid of. Did you know that Israel houses more convicted pedophiles than any other country, that they won't give them back for other countries to hold them to account? They won't allow them to be extradited back here? Did you know that?
I did not.
All right. So
I did not.
For a right wing lunatic who has a lot of problems with homosexuals and the like, that rant was pretty good. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, that you're spot on.
I can't believe it. I can't believe somebody really said that to Tim Ballard's face.
Yeah. And his answer is, I didn't know about any of that. I'll have to look into that. Like, really, Tim, you're the guy that is supposed to be the expert on all of this. And he's been pushing pro-Israel agenda for so long. Pro-Israel, pro-Trump agenda for so
long. Let's talk about that for a second. You spend a lot of time with Tim traveling the country. You used to work with him about this, you know, his Heartland model. Tim has written tons of books that go into this subject, and I can speak about it for days. It's one of my most passionate special interests. Can you speak to what Tim is holding back here about his belief about Israel and as a people and as his Mormon, Book of Mormon, New Jerusalem, New American Continent, New American Covenant beliefs? I'll tie into that.
Yeah. The underlying belief that informs us on everything that Tim does and says is a belief in Zionism for America and Zionism for Israel. This goes back to the American Covenant. Is the brief synopsis of the American Covenant is that God chose specific lands, Israel and the United States, the land of the United States, as his special lands, and then put on a special people to be stewards of that land. And there's rules that apply to that land that you need to be righteous on that land or you'll be swept off. So this is what we see playing out in the Old Testament, where the promised land that was promised to the descendants of Abraham was then eventually obtained by the children of Moses, and that they have a right to that land. It's God-given land. And that belief that the land was given to them by God justifies any means necessary to obtain that land, keep that land, and it's a justification for war. I mean, the Crusades were about that. All these wars that Israel has been involved in, the justification is this is God's land that he gave to us. We're the chosen people. We're the righteous ones. And so we deserve that land. Now, when Joseph Smith comes along, he took that whole message and wrote it into the Book of Mormon that America has the same rules, and it was a justification for manifest destiny in sweeping off the land of the Native Americans because they were cursed, as the Book of Mormon says. They were cursed. And then when Christ came in the Book of Mormon, Christ came and destroyed all of the wicked people because of the rules on that land. So really, the American Covenant message, if you boil it down to its core, is that the land was given to a chosen group of people, and they are justified in killing the indigenous people of that land or the people that are wicked on that land. And it's a justification for righteous murder and righteous war. And that's ultimately why I, you know, when I kind of came to that realization, I had to completely abandon this thought. I don't believe that it's anywhere in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as identified in the New Testament, that it's just you're justified in killing others because of their sins or because you have an entitlement to that land, anything like that. But putting that aside, it's just wrong, regardless of it. It's just wrong. I mean, it's in line with the Aryan nation of the Nazis. And so this fundamental belief of justifying killing people and wiping them off land is a justification that Israel is using right now to wipe out Palestinians. The alt-right, the stews of Israel, are on their podcasts and stuff claiming the justification for wiping out the Palestinians, the brown-skinned people, from off their land because God chose them. God gave this land to them. And so God will approve the mass murder of all these people and the taking of their lands, just like the Book of Mormon outlines that it is justified for manifest destiny and Americans to take over the lands of the Native Americans because they were cursed and they were wicked on this land. So that theme is like has been running through human society for a long time. And Tim has picked up on this, and unfortunately Elder Ballard picked up on this and really liked this message as well and started promoting Tim and his books with American Covenant message, serve God or be swept off the land. Because what it also does is it absolves the people that are doing the killing from responsibility for the killing. Because American Covenant message is, if you're not righteous on this land, God will sweep you off. And so then when the people that do the killing do the sweeping off the land, it's not them, it's God. It's the wrath of God. It's not them. And so it completely absolves them of responsibility for the mass murder that they're perpetuating. And it's just absolutely gross and disgusting. And I can't believe that in 2025, we still are hanging on to these religious ideologues, are still pushing this kind of narrative in modern society with all that we know and how intellectually advanced we are, that these ideologies from 5,000 years ago in the Old Testament are still being used to justify murdering and killing other people. I really can't believe that we haven't advanced as a society to where those ideologies aren't in the Israeli government and in their justification for war, that aren't in the justification of the American government right now with Trump supporting Israel in its genocide of Palestinians and supplying them with the very bombs that are doing the killing. And so that's at the root of all of this. And I don't know what to do about it except expose it and call it for what it is. It's justifying genocide.
Justifying genocide, absolutely. And thanks for that amazing explanation that I hope you guys can understand that there is a wider scope and scale to Tim Ballard's theology. So his ideas about, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to save kids. I'm going to save kids wherever they need saving. He has his Mormon ideology. He's written so many books about this. Fundamental and core to it is a belief in Israel's covenant with God and Israel playing a part in handing over this land to after Israel, the whole world is supposed to hate Israel for doing something, as the theology goes, and then the Jesus Christ will come back, something like that in Israel. You know what I'm talking about? So Tim can't possibly have an honest reckoning about his policies, his beliefs about Israel, because it is completely tied to his theology in Mormonism. They have to go hand in hand. He has to turn his head away when he's being confronted about facts that have to do with genocide, because it's in his belief system, that's a necessary thing for the end of the world and his salvation to come to pass, which is really sick. I don't know how that is much different than a fucking Islamist jihadist, you know? I really don't know what the difference is between that.
Yeah, so, I know.
At the Thanksgiving dinner table. My dad didn't like it, but go ahead.
Oh, you didn't.
It was easy.
Yeah.
My sister out of nowhere started. I was like, my dad wears a Trump hat. I'm making him red every single day of his life since 2016. So I've accepted that. But my sister, she started bringing up politics stuff at the dinner table. And I just was like, yep, we're entering Christian jihadism now. And he's like, I didn't know about that. And then he offered us all some marijuana gummies. I made a video about it.
Yeah, I saw that. I know. I wish I would have been at your Thanksgiving. It sounds much more lively.
Yeah. Cannabis with the parents. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's the other half of this coin that you just pointed out, is that all of this also has to fit in with the prophecies of the second coming of Jesus Christ and how we need to keep the land holy and unspotted from the wicked of the people to prepare the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's leaked into American politics now with so many American Zionists essentially politicians being appointed in the Trump administration and advancing their own religious beliefs about how that's all going to play out, especially and also in Israel. So everybody's getting played, and they're using their religious beliefs as justification for doing some pretty horrific things. And that's, I just can't believe that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
At least somebody's calling Tim out on this.
Yeah. I'm glad I wanted to take some time to explain that, because that's really important to me. It aligns with my values, my post-Mormon values, my political values. So nonetheless, a right-wing podcaster in the form of Stu Peters is facilitating a good conversation, I hope. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that I'm a terrible interviewer in the comments, though. I can be doing better right now. I will take that as constructive criticism. Okay.
No, but if
this is our greatest ally,
let's go get them. Let's go get the kid. I mean, I go anywhere, do anything where the kids are getting hurt, and I'm all in. If that's
well, if you have President Trump's ear, then it would be my request and probably the request of our entire viewing audience. If you would get in his ear and ask him, what the hell are you doing? Why would you be supporting the pedophile pornographic network of terrorists that have completely obliterated these people? And now you're subjecting millions of Gazan children to the very thing that I'm fighting against, which is protecting these children. I want to protect these children. Will you help me do that? Why are you doing this? Who's controlling you? Why are you doing this?
I'm definitely going to dig into this. You know, I know my friend Candace Owens has brought this to my attention, and it's something I got to dig into, because I have not, I haven't dug into this part yet. Every day we're just rescuing kids left and right and trying to build.
Does USAID fund your current projects?
Absolutely not. I've never known that. I didn't know USAID funded the Nazarene Fund. When I was there, they certainly did not. I've never taken money from USAID on any of my projects.
That's just really strange, because this is like official records from the Nazarene Fund. Their tax year ending in 2023 shows Glenn Beck, David Barton, Tim Barton, Tanya Beck, and Tim Ballard. All of them received $0 in compensation, minus Tim Ballard, who it says that you received, according to the tax filings from the USAID grant flow, $107,165. It's a lot of money to not know about. I'm not attacking you, but I mean, if this is a criminal organization who's disappropriating funds and paying for the exploitation of children to take place amid a whole lot of other things that USAID is responsible for doing, it just strikes me as, I would like an explanation. How does this happen? Because it's not just an easy process. You don't just get granted, without asking permission, government money from the taxpayer by USAID. There's a very lengthy process that goes to get involved with USAID and getting approved for the grant money. So I just don't know how that can just be forgotten.
I can tell you, I left the Nazarene Fund in early 2023, and I was never aware. I oversaw operations. I never was aware of any grant. I never sought a grant from USAID. I had no idea.
So I wonder what happened to the $107,000 that the Nazarene Fund is reporting went to you. If it didn't go to you, where did it go?
They paid me to go risk my life to rescue children. So yeah, I get paid to do that. I have 9 children, and they pay me money, you know,
That's another thing is that now we have to look at USAID like, well, who else are they funding? Because a lot of times, you know, they'll present this, hey, the one thing that we're fighting against is X, right? And then that person goes and does that exact thing that they say that they're fighting against. Not to say that you are, I'm saying USAID.
I am. Let me speak on behalf of somebody who knows the evidence. Yes, Jim is embroiled in lawsuits that even claim, with evidence, I've been reading through this entire week, that Jim is more of the sex trafficker than actually catching them. So that is a very interesting point that Stu was making here. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Tim is the advocate and savior of women and children who have been sexually abused. Meanwhile, he's allegedly sexually abused women. And his response to them is to sue them into oblivion, to countersue them, to disgrace them, to harass them online and call them liars and all sorts of other names. And so, yeah, he hit the nail on the head.
Isn't that funny?
Tim is a perfect example of somebody who is guilty allegedly guilty of the very things that he is claiming to be fighting against. But I love also how he's trashing USAID earlier, be like, yeah, it needs to be shut down. That he got paid $107,000 by USAID and is like, oh, I have no knowledge of that. I don't know where that money come from. And this guy's great. It's like, that's a lot of money. It's a big figure not to know about or to have slipped out of your head somehow.
And the idea that Tim didn't know that everybody else in the organization, Glenn Beck, all the other people that were listed, 000 next to their name, that Tim didn't negotiate so that he got the entire grant money from USAID, laughable. Oh, I didn't know that. I never heard of that. You were trying to be in the locker room with the really cool Nazis over here, Tim, until they called your ass because they brought up the documentation that you didn't think that they would. This is... The comments. I'm loving the comments right now. Yes, it is lovely. Timmy so baffled. He looks frozen half the time. It's nice to see Timmy squirm. This should go viral. I also agree with that. Okay. All right. We'll dive back into it.
ID is responsible for this, which is why they astroturf people like Charlie.
I'm disturbed to know that Nazarene Finn took money from USAID. I don't know how that came in. I don't know what grant person put that in, but that's disturbing to me, especially what we know now. So, I would never work with USAID and never take money from them.
Yeah, I got my laptop back. Can you guys put it? It's plugged in. Can you put it on the? Here it is. I have it pulled up right here. This is what it says: USAID grant flow. There's the EIN number for the Nazarene Fund. There it is, the Nazarene Fund.
I'll have to talk to Glenn. I'll have to talk to Glenn Beck about why
he took money from the USAID. Right now, Tim.
I'll find out what they were doing. I had no idea.
When is the next documentary coming out?
The next documentary is this summer, Hidden War. It'll be international theatrical release. Just basically.
And those all tapes right. come out. That's what Jeffrey Epstein, homosexual advisors. We just went through the Super Bowl, the satanic ritual.
Okay, he has another rant here. That's pretty good. There's some things I disagree with, obviously. What's up?
That's just so great for Tim to be confronted with the actual documents because it's a nonprofit. And so where the money goes has to be disclosed.
Yep.
Especially government grants. And he's like, I had no idea that I got paid $107,000 from USAID. No idea. It's like if somebody gave you $100,000, wouldn't you want to know, where it come from and like where that money? You would know that it showed up in your account one day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there's so many coming and goings. I'm sorry for that phrasing, but it is what it is. Yeah. Man, Tim is just paying off too many prostitutes.
He'll take money from anybody. He really will. Even if it's obviously, like he says, an evil organization. He'll take money from it.
He doesn't have to worry about USAID, those funds being misappropriated to other child traffickers. At least we know that this one for sure went to an actual alleged adult trafficker of women and an actual, how he was saying before that, all of this money in USAID is using it to fund all these nefarious programs. At least when it goes to Tim, we know for sure that it was misused.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Through the Super Bowl, the satanic ritual of the Super Bowl. And they say that is like the number one, you would know. I mean, isn't that the statistic that's the number one child sex trafficking hub is the Super Bowl? And that happens here. And we just put it on and we celebrate and we clap while Taylor Swift goes there with her fake homosexual Pfizer spokesman. It's all so fake. It's all so fake. These people are evil. And they're all having sex with kids, and they're all on tape having sex with kids. And the Mossad people in Israel and Netanyahu, they own all those tapes, you see. And so if these people get out of line, those tapes come out. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was all about, child sex trafficking behind it. That's what Diddy was all about, child sex trafficking behind it. Anytime you see any of this happening, the ultimate goal here is to murder childhood innocents and fuck these kids. And they're all getting paid millions and millions of dollars to then be turned into celebrities to speak out against it. And they're all exposed. And this is just, I love it. We live in the best times ever because this information that's coming out just in rapid, nobody can do anything to stop it. The media tries to stop it. Programs like this one pick up the ball and say, yeah, not so fast. We're going to show this to the world. And I hope that every single one of these people becomes exposed. You touch our kids, we kill you. Yeah. And I think that that's a message that needs to be sent very,
and
very clearly.
And you got to have that kind of courage, man. I mean, after Sound of Freedom, I've been attacked. I mean, my family's $3 million in debt just from getting sued by traffickers. And I mean, it's just been unbelievable because of that film. And it gave me access to be able to go anywhere and implement plans of, I mean, yeah, it's a.
So isn't that really the grossest thing? Mm. So obviously Stu Peters said some things that are off the rails. However, the point overall stands that Israel and Mossad in their possession have blackmail tapes where kids are, again, used as pawns and blackmail and fodder to control the levers of our government and probably a whole lot of other stuff. So I think that point, as we made, still stands. However, instead of Tim responding to that point, he immediately goes back into himself and that he has been attacked by this entity that Stu Peters just mentioned, when no, he has not. Those two have not attacked you. That is not a thing, okay? He is $3 billion in debt, if he is, because of the abuses that he has perpetrated and his time at OUR with several different women and using his position of power to groom and spiritually and physically manipulate and abuse them, and the lawsuits that have come out from that. So, I mean, yeah, lawyers are expensive. What's also expensive is the trauma that you inflict on other people when you have sexual proclivities that you can't keep to yourself. So it's just so gross. I just wanted to stop it there, that he counters and takes, not that he counters, but he responds to this legitimate statement about this network, about this legitimate cabal of Israel and Mossad owning our politicians with tapes of sex abuse, and talks about himself and how he's been attacked. When, like, you're the guy. Take that and do something about it. Don't complain that you got caught committing sex crimes. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, he's playing the victim card. Playing the victim card. That's his go-to.
Anyway, that's just like, you're the guy, Tim. You're supposed to just respond to the actual things you said.
Real fight. Yeah. It's a real fight. And there's very few people like you and Ryan Mata who are willing to give their life. You got to be willing to give your life, because they will destroy you if you don't.
When you find out what happened with the 2023 deal,
I will find out.
Do you want to call us back and ask us what was Glenn Beck doing?
I had no idea that you was. Yeah, I never knew that grant came in. It's probably a grant writer who wrote it and put it in. But I will find out what's going on there.
Well, he's got your name all over EIN public tax filing information as being paid directly by USAID through the Nazarene Fund. That would concern me if I were in your shoes. So I'm going to look forward to your reporting on that.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
All right, Tim Ballard, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless
you. Thank you, man.
He couldn't wait to get off of that live stream.
Yeah, he's not going back there anytime soon.
I don't think I played the clip, but I wanted to play the clip. We kind of hopped on this last minute, and I didn't have it like completely organized. Sorry if my interview skills are not in tip-top condition. And but there's a point in which he also says in that interview where Stu asks him, what do we need to do about this? Cut the bullshit. Like, what do we need to do? And he's like, what we need to do is we need to basically bomb Mexico. He goes back into Trump's whole thing about the cartels are terrorists and we need to bomb Mexico. That will create another sex trafficking market for you to go film your operations. And Tim, like, what the hell are we talking about? So he is a man of storytelling and not solutions or practical intervention, let's say. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
And I just love that this exposes that his crusades that he's so passionate about, it's all a grift. he's not actually passionate about. He doesn't have any answers for defending Israel or defending Trump or defending Glenn Beck or defending even his own corruption of taking money from USAID. According to him, a corrupt organization, he has no answers for any of that because it's the answers are not what he wants people to believe about him. So it's all about narrative filmmaking in real life and crafting a narrative in real life. And when somebody calls him out on it, he doesn't have any answers. And he's not the righteous crusader. He doesn't have the balls that he claims he does, or the intellect or the knowledge of these situations to actually defend his positions. So, and he's also just so just pandering to this guy, like switching up his narrative within the interview to pander to this guy to try and win favor. But the very fact that he's on this show talking to this guy with how far right and how extremist he is, and then he calls him a hero like you, you know, he says a hero like you, like, gross. Really, I don't know. I wouldn't expect any less from Tim, but it's great that you found this and that it's out there in the public sphere. And we get to tell you about it today because it tells you everything you need to know about him.
Yeah. And this program called the Timmy Did What Show, we want to see as many pedophiles go to jail as possible. We want to see the exploitation of women and children, men, women, and children around the world be ended in all of its horrific forms, do we not? And so as much as we talk about Tim and his white knight narcissism, it's also just important to make sure people know what we do stand for. And I try not to get too political on this show, but it is a problem when something that I care about and I do want to fight and see reformed, the leaders of this movement that do control the levers of power in our country right now, sitting in Washington, D.C. right now, are rolling back the protections for women and children that could possibly create larger markets for sex trafficking in this country. Just one example is the HUD grant that I think Trump canceled recently. And there's policy after policy of victim housing, victim services, emergency shelters, childcare, trauma counseling, all of the support that a person would need that also helps them escape exploitation are being rolled back. And I see that as a large problem as well. So there's a version of sex trafficking that Tim Ballard thinks that his storytelling is helping. Maybe it is in some way. He's meeting the aims that he wants to with Sound of Freedom movie, that it's getting people to talk about it. But if you're not actually you know, talking to the president of the United States, if you have his number and you have his ear and you're putting these ideas in people's head that if you were a senator from the state of Utah, or if your bills like the Sound of Freedom bill passed or something, that would bring about more change to the exploitation of women and children in this country. It's bullshit, because here Tim Ballard is right now in December 2025 doing nothing to talk about the Epstein victims, doing nothing to push for policies that would ensure a safe and healthy future for the marginalized and those who could be exploited in this country. So time and time again, Tim shows us exactly who he is. He can't stay away from a camera. And when he opens up his mouth, it's easy to put together the pieces of why he's in front of that camera. And it sure as hell isn't to save anybody but himself and his image right now. So it's unfortunate. Yeah. I wish that we had a better representation, but that's my piece on that. All right. Yeah. Last chance to get any last super chats, guys. And Ryan, I think you said your final words. Anything else you want to leave people with?
I want to leave them with some great comments. Pedos left and right. Remember, no separation there. The sort doctor said that. That's great. Yeah, we're apolitical in the sense on this issue that pedophiles and people that are using people and doing harm Doesn't matter what political party or religion they belong to, they need to go to jail. They need to be held accountable. I also appreciate on there that there is you Americans have been MK Ultra'd. We here in Norway too. Norway, that's my ancestry. That's where my ancestors come from. And yeah, there's a PSYOP being happening on the American people all throughout our government. And if you like, you need to recognize that. And so what I'm hoping bigger picture happens from, you know, your work and my work here is that when you recognize the PSYOP that Tim is trying to conduct on his fan base, in trying to convince people of who he is, which is the complete opposite of who he actually is, then you'll be able to recognize it in other politicians, in other religious leaders, in other members of society that talk out of two sides of their mouth, that don't actually have the convictions you think they do, and they just want to gain your support. And we need to become very, very astute in recognizing people like Tim Ballard, because he's an obvious example of this. I mean, but you still have to dive into what he's saying. Do your research, study like his positioning, and to figure out what he's about. And that same process, if you can see it in him, hopefully you'll be able to apply that to other people that are trying to manipulate you for religious reasons, for financial reasons, even members of your own family, narcissists. I mean, we all encounter narcissists in our everyday life. And so hopefully this will benefit all of us that are watching, because I know personally I can see it much more clearly in other people in my spheres, my social circles, and in the politicians, having been trained on Tim Ballard and the grift that he's proposing. So hopefully that's a public service that will that will have some benefit down the road in all of this, and we can all see it. So thanks for finding that clip. It's a great example of all that interview clip. And I'd ask people to share that, because that's a great one to, if anybody's on the fence, like trying to figure out who Tim is about, just look at how he handles himself in that interview. And I think it'd be pretty clear that he's a chameleon that will morph his views to whoever he's talking to. And he doesn't have any substance or balls to back up the things he's saying or his convictions, and won't stand up for what he believes. And he'll also take money from anybody that gives it to him. So check, check. Tim Ballard, that's who he is.
Yeah. And if he could have just made money doing the tours that he was doing with you and writing books about Abraham Lincoln and the Book of Mormon, if he could have made a killing just doing that, you know, maybe he would have. Maybe his trajectory would have been different. But the limelight and the saviorism that is just so baked into being like a white Mormon man, growing up thinking that you're saved and set apart for this time that Heavenly Father has sent you down. There's already quite a white savior hero complex within Mormons already. And then this prophet structure. And Ryan, repeat back to me what you were saying about once you believe in prophets, it's very hard to, you know, gain your autonomy back. Like that structure is already so built into like the religious worldview right now. What was that part about prophets you were saying? I ad lib it okay?
And you've been through this, I've been through this in my own mind, when I convince myself that somebody is led by God, that they're a prophet or something, then so much of my religious experience in the Mormon Church was believing everything they say, never questioning what they say. They have a pass, and because they speak for God. And that is such a dangerous position to be in, because it's outsourcing your decision-making to somebody else. And you're so easily manipulated into doing things that you normally wouldn't ever do, that are against your moral standing, moral compass. And so, and what's like one of the most disturbing things to me about my upbringing and my belief in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the position that Elder Oaks took before he came president, that that it's wrong to criticize the leaders of the church, even if the criticism is wrong, is true. It's wrong to criticize the leaders of the church, even if the criticism is true. That is combined with the profit worshiping mentality is a recipe for being manipulated and controlled. And that's anti-American. That's anti-liberty. It's just wrong. And it's really dangerous. And the people that ascribe that same theology to Tim were led down paths that where they did things that were really damaging to them and their lives. And I gave way too many years to Tim, right, because I believed in him for way too long, and I gave him a pass and I ignored the red flags. And I see the same thing happening in multiple religions where you revere and give a pass to your religious leader because you've decided at one point, because of, for whatever reason, that they're led by God. And then for the rest of your life, they own you, and you can be manipulated to do whatever whims come into their heart or mind, whether they be good or bad, ethical, unethical, right or wrong.
See, aren't we so glad to be talking about this narcissistic asshole, Tim Ballard, because we get to look and reflect in on our own personal choices and who we have made to be false prophets in our own personal lives. Exactly. And we're all better for the experience, except for all of us with the trauma besides that part and financial devastation. But I want to thank Ryan for joining me on this one. It was kind of an impromptu last minute live stream. Hope you guys had a good time. I will leave a link with the full video in the comments down below as soon as the live stream is over. Shout out to Lando on X, or we shall call it Twitter in my house. And as for me in my house, we will call it Twitter. Lando on Twitter, yeah, who posts a lot of great Tim Ballard related stuff. Y'all should go follow them. I'll leave their link down below. They're the one who sent me this clip last night, or just posted it. Probably, I'm probably saying they sent it to me because I'm vain about it. Hilarious, insane. I don't know why that just felt like Christmas came early, but but you don't get to see stuff like that very often. So, all right, you guys know all of the typical things I'm going to say. Down below, there's a comment section. Just put your fingers to work and tell us your thoughts on this. If you have pushback on anything that we said today, save it for I want to do another video about Mormon and Israel relations. I have another one, like I said, that I did before. I'll also link that down below if you want to hear more about what it's like to grow up. Me and my friend Lindsay talking about growing up as Mormon Zionists in Idaho and Utah. That's very part and parcel of the Mormon experience. Something that Tim was definitely raised on and still believes in today, that all intertwines with all this stuff. So look for those links down below. Go ahead.
I posted a new article today on my Substack also, so
yay,
love for you guys to check that out. Personal story, mission in Poland, deconstruction, faith journey type story. So check that out. Ryan Fisher, AK78 on Substack.
It's linked right now. I already left it in the description. Yay. Ryan has some crazy stories in his mission in Poland. He was kidnapped. So if people want the longer story, go to the Mormon Stories interview that we did, me, you, John Dillon, and your daughter. But I'm looking forward to reading your Substack, though. Yay. Glad you're doing that. Please go support Ryan's Substack, you guys. Make sure that you go follow him and read his articles. And we're just trying to do this show and keep the lights on, keep the momentum going. We have so many episodes coming out. I might just do another episode, another live stream right after this one, because I have so much stuff to get to. So we appreciate your guys' support. Thanks for following on my crazy channel where I talk about Tim Ballard and other things. So if you like this content, you can subscribe. It's free. You can look at the links down below, throw us a tip on YouTube or Venmo, or follow us on Patreon. I also have a donor box. Those are good for reoccurring donations. Anything you send to donor box is tax deductible in the United States because it's a 501c3 nonprofit that I run. So that has been the Timmy Dunn What podcast. And we will see you again shortly. Everyone, have a good rest of your day.